Howdy, wrestling fans. This is Patrick Hickey Jr. of ReviewFix.com checking in for our Royal Rumble preview. Not a very, very big card this year, obviously, because the Royal Rumble kind of sets the scene for the entire event. Not really a lot to talk about other than the world title match, but instead we're going to go through the entire match card and kind of give you our thoughts on what to expect. So in our kickoff match, we've got the New Day, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and Big E versus the kind of intriguing and much better than anyone thinks combination of Tyson Kidd and Antonio Cesaro, as well as the party man himself, Adam Rose. This is going to be a very, very solid match. All six guys are solid athletes. They can perform. The whole thing is, it's not for anything. There's no tag team titles at stake. There's really, like, no storyline in place for these guys. Cesaro and Kidd want to be the next big tag team, and they feel like taking a team like the New Day that has absolutely no momentum out will help them. Not really sure how that's going to work. Add Natalya into the mix. It could get a little interesting, but this is basically just going to be a really good match that hopefully gets people interested enough to buy the pay-per-view or sign up for the WWE Network at the last minute. Don't cross your fingers. So, the next match that we're going to discuss is the tag team title match between Damian Sandow and The Miz, former champions, against Jimmy and Jey Uso, the tag team champions. Again, add Naomi into the mix. Something is going to happen involving these two teams. It's going to be a really fun match. Sandow's antics are hilarious. Just the question remains, doesn't the WWE have a better tag team than these two teams? Is there a tag team that can dominate? Is there a tag team that can entertain on the mic? Because when you look at these two teams, it's like if you would combine the two and you'd add the charisma of The Miz and Sandow and the in-ring ability of the Usos and you'd have one phenomenal tag team. Instead, you have two solid tag teams that are absolutely positively missing something. So, even though the tag team titles are at stake, there's not a lot of people that are too interested in this match. It'll be a longer match. It'll be about a 15-20 minute match. It'll be a good match, but it's not going to be one that people are going to get crazy about. So speaking of tag teams, we have The Ascension, former NXT Tag Team Champions, powerhouse team, going against the legendary yet silver-hair-foxed New Age Outlaws. If you guys watched Raw on Monday, you saw that Billy Gunn and Road Dogg can still absolutely go. They were tag team champions last year at the Royal Rumble. They are a team that has a lot more potential than anyone thinks. They could probably still wrestle a part-time schedule if they wanted to. The WWE, however, would rather push Victor and Connor. For guys that don't know, Victor is a former FCW champion. He's got a ton of potential. He's technically sound. Connor reminds me a lot of Rob Terry from TNA. He's just a powerhouse, doesn't have too much charisma. But when you put them together, they're an interesting tag team. They kind of got started off on the wrong foot, considering the fact that they kind of just face-washed the WWE's lineage of tag teams. Legion of Doom, Demolition, all of these teams they said that they were better than. Kind of gets you off on the wrong foot, kind of makes fans hate you. I don't know why the WWE would want these guys to be heels when they'd be so much better as just guys that go in and just destroy people and don't talk. These guys don't need to talk. They have a cool finisher. But instead, they've kind of put these guys in a situation where they have to talk their way out of situations, and that obviously hasn't worked considering what happened on Monday when they got destroyed by Bradshaw and Billy Gunn. So, this will probably be the opening match. Expect the Road Dogg and Billy Gunn to go through all of their spots, hit all of their moves, but expect Victor and Connor to eventually end up victorious. I don't know if Teddy Long booked this pay-per-view or not, but it's kind of interesting that we have yet another tag team match. We have Natalya and Paige, the two new besties from Total Divas, against Divas champion Nikki Bella and her twin sister Brie. I don't know what to say about this match. I don't know what to say about the women's division, the Divas division in the WWE. It's an absolute mess. You have Paige and Natalya who can work, and for some reason they're not against one another. These two could have a great match together. AJ Lee is nowhere to be found. And Nikki Bella, who's beautiful and decent on the mic but still needs a lot of work in the ring, is the champion and in a position of power. It's just, there's nothing keeping this storyline together. It's pretty boring. It's pretty lackluster. So who wins this match? Who cares? And we go to our WWE World Heavyweight title match between Brock Lesnar, the reigning defending champion, John Cena, and Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins. This is going to be a great match. Anyone can win it. I expect Lesnar to win it just for the simple fact that Rollins still has the Money in the Bank, and it would just be super awesome to see him cash in the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. There is an element of this match that no one has discussed yet, and if Rollins loses, what's stopping him from, let's just say, Cena gets pinned, Lesnar keeps the title, but Rollins is on the outside and he's not injured or something like that? What's stopping Rollins from cashing in his Money in the Bank right then and there and winning the title? So, you have the whole Triple H Sting drama going on. Can Sting play a role in this match and get John Cena the title, or screw Seth Rollins out of the title? There's a lot of things that could happen. Where is it Randy Orton? I know he's still injured, but does he come back and play a small role in Seth Rollins not winning the title? Could be very, very interesting. What kind of stinks about this pay-per-view is there's no U.S. title defense. There's no Intercontinental title defense. And that's mainly because of the Royal Rumble. So you've got 30 guys going at it. Who wins? It's anyone's guess, but right now the front runners are obviously Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. A lot of people like Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose for this, but Wyatt isn't ready. He's never held singles gold. Dean Ambrose isn't ready because he keeps losing to Bray Wyatt. Reigns isn't quite ready yet either. He's got more drama to take care of with the Big Show. So that really leaves Daniel Bryan as the only guy that fans will look at as being a credible opponent to whoever wins that match at Royal Rumble. Personally, Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar would be insane. It would be stiff. That might not be the best match for Daniel Bryan, considering that he just came back from injury. People have seen Cena and Bryan before. It'll be a good match. I don't think anyone's really seen Rollins and Bryan. That would be probably the most athletic and engaging match. So my pick is Daniel Bryan to win the Royal Rumble. But again, it's WWE. Anything can happen. I mean, Alberto Del Rio won it 1 year and no one expected that to happen. So Batista won last year. I don't think a lot of people expected that to happen, considering his reception upon his return. So at this point, anything can happen. It should be a great pay-per-view in terms of the main event and the Rumble itself. Everything else is just filler. It's going to be the type of pay-per-view that you don't mind going to the bathroom for through the first 2 hours or the first hour and a half. But once the Rumble starts and once the main event starts, then you'll be glued to the seat the entire time because you'll want to see what happens.